Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. A new brilliant classics recording from traverso player Enrico Casularo and the Flautus Ensemble features charming music by Filippo Rugga, an 18th century composer who seems to have been languishing in the wings for too many years, just waiting for his turn to be rediscovered. Like a lot of minor composers, there are many gaps in Filippo Rugga's biography. He was born sometime around 1725, but his provenance is uncertain. Some of the variant spellings of his name seem to indicate German heritage. But in any case, Rugga's designation Romano, printed in some of his compositions, points, if not to his birthplace, then at least to the formative years that he spent in Rome. Documents from 1744 record membership in the Roman Congregazione Santa Cecilia, placing him still in Italy at that time. It's possible that at the start of the 1750s, Rugga may have spent a few years in London, but by 1753, we can say with certainty that Rugga had made his way to Paris. Concert announcements in March of 1753 advertise Rugga as a soloist with a famous Paris series, the Concert Spirituel. The program included a quote-unquote Romano symphony, along with one of Rugga's own flute concertos. The press seems to have been good to Rugga. The positive reviews of his performances in the 1750s no doubt attracted the attention of the famous music-loving impresario, wealthy lawyer, and taxman, La Boublinière. La Boublinière often hosted concerts and lavish gatherings in his Paris mansion and his country house. And when Rugga received an invitation to perform, he joined the ranks of Voltaire, Rameau, and Rousseau, and various other musicians, artists, and poets whom La Boublinière had befriended. Rugga composed in a variety of genres, both large-scale symphonic works and small-scale chamber music. Some of Rugga's more intimate music, like the arietta Vana di tua bellezza for two sopranos and two flutes, may have been just the ticket for a concert at the La Boublinière residence. When Rugga arrived in Paris, he brought with him lots of new music from fashionable Italian composers, and that proved to be a big draw for Parisian audiences. Rugat not only played this new repertory on his concerts, but together with Venier, a French violinist and music seller, had some of it printed and sold in France under the title Six New Symphonias by various Italian composers. Published in 1757, the set included works by Conforte, Crespi, Galuppi, Jomelli, Latila, and Mazzoni. Stylistically, Rugat's own symphonies are in the same transitional vein as his fellow Italian pre-classical composers. One of Rugat's more famous symphonies that garnered praise from the Concert Spirituel audiences was his very pictorial 1760 work, La Tempête Suivait du Calme, or The Storm Followed by the Calm. Listen to this tempestuous, swirling wind and water, marvelously played in unison. Sometime after 1761, Rugat left Paris. To where, or for what, we can't be certain. There's the possibility that for his next gig, Rugat entered into the service of the Marquis du Seignelay. A manuscript collection discovered near the ruins of the Marquis' chateau contains dozens of Rugat's works and includes a thematic catalog copied in Rugat's own handwriting. Rugat's last known compositions, a set of duets for two flutes, mandolins, or violins, was printed in 1767. After that, the trail of Rugat's life goes cold, and nothing more of the composer is known. There is a sense of immediacy and spontaneity in this recording of Rugat's music by Enrico Casularo and the Flatus Ensemble that makes it easy and enjoyable listening. If you would like to listen more, you can find a link to this recording on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of podcasts and shows. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.